This is Weekend Ozarks at Large. The University of Arkansas, UA Fort Smith, Northwest Arkansas Community College, and several area public schools all were in the news this week. Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis has some of the highlights in his Week in Review.
This past week has been full of stories about education. On Friday, we learned that the Springdale School District did well on its end-of-course benchmark exams last year. Marcia Jones is the district's Director of Curriculum, Instruction, and Accountability.
As we were able to analyze our benchmark performance this year, we saw every grade in literacy and all grades, with the minor exception of math, slipping just a slight bit. Every grade was moving upward in its total of percent proficient and advanced, and we're closing the gap within our subpopulations towards meeting those expectations as well. So we're really proud of the work that our students and our teachers did to get these scores of numbers of students proficient or advanced going the right direction.
Jones says that while literacy scores were up across the board, math benchmark scores were down in some areas. But she seemed undaunted as she explained how the district handles unfavorable scores.
Anytime we have an area that is showing a negative or not a gain like we'd like, we put an extra focus there to see what the issues are. Last year, for example, we looked specifically at eighth grade math scores, and in that area we got double digit increase. Same true with our science. We saw a double digit increase in the seventh grade there simply because the teachers and the students put more emphasis on particular learning. So anytime that occurs, we're going to give it immediate attention.
In addition, she says that implementation of Common Core standards this year will naturally help raise test scores.
That's going to place more rigor into the classrooms. So the level of mathematics is increased in every grade, the level of reading complexity, the level of the Lexile score is increasing, what's required to be on grade level. So there's quite a bit of increased rigor, which ought to positively impact as well.
But lesson plans and test scores are only one part of the picture. With unparalleled growth in the region, the need for expanding physical facilities will gradually become as apparent as the need for expanding the curriculum. Last Monday, we talked with Michael Poor, the superintendent of Bentonville Schools. The Bentonville School Board recently approved plans to expand classroom space at four elementary schools in the district.
This really was needed because it's kind of one of those pleasant problems, a problem that many districts probably would love to have, but we ended up having over 1,000 new students come into Bentonville Schools this year. We'd projected for only 500, and really, that had been kind of our track mark of having 400 to 600 new kids. This year we had 1,000 new kids. And immediately when we got those kids, and kindergarten group in particular is at a very high number, it made it so that we have no margin anymore. And we're actually transporting kids this year across 3 and 4 attendance zones to get to a school where there is room.
Poor says that the expansions, which he hopes to be complete by the beginning of next school year, will have tangible benefits. Aside from giving the district more breathing room for growth, he says that the additional space will allow the district to keep students at schools closer to their neighborhoods, which in turn will help cut down on transportation costs. The school board also approved plans to upgrade technology across the district.
Our technology need is still long-term in terms of what we have to do planning out, but we didn't want to waste another year and falling even farther behind other surrounding districts. This allocation of resources will allow us to become wireless in all of our buildings, something that we currently don't have. It will enhance computer labs at all of our sites. And then finally, it'll help us with infrastructure needs in order to be able to support these enhanced things so that our technology, you know, will be efficient and running and serving kids.
The technology upgrades were originally proposed in June as part of a millage increase for a new high school. Voters rejected the millage increase, and while some may wonder why the $7 million that will go towards these new expansion plans isn't going toward expanding the current high school, Poor says that reason is simple. Because of state guidelines governing class sizes, the maximum class size in elementary schools is smaller than that in high schools.
But we have more flexibility in terms of what we can do with those high school kids in terms of schedules, as well as what we can even do with teachers on assignments. In the past, let's say 5 years ago in Bentonville, a teacher might be teaching in their classroom for 5 hours during the day and then have 1 hour where they're in a planning period. Well, now that doesn't happen in Bentonville. I mean, everybody basically is on carts. Well over 50% of our staff are on carts and moving, and we're using every single room.
And if schools are growing at the primary and secondary education levels, one could reasonably expect larger enrollment numbers in higher education. However, there is no guarantee. While enrollment dipped around 3% this year at Northwest Arkansas Community College and at the University of Arkansas in Fort Smith, enrollment grew at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville by around 6%. The university recently announced that nearly 24,600 students are enrolled this fall semester. As with enrollment increases in primary and secondary education, more students means more learning space is needed. On Thursday, the Buildings and Grounds Committee of the UA System's Board of Trustees recommended the construction of a new building at the Fayetteville campus. The building, to be built on West Dixon Street, would provide additional classroom and laboratory space to help the college keep pace with enrollment growth. But UA Chancellor G. David Gerhart says that book studies shouldn't be the only area of focus for developing a well-rounded individual.
If math and science are the means by which we enrich our economy through job creation and technological innovation, then the arts are the means by which we enrich our spirits. A healthy, vibrant community finds balance in both and values both. Beyond providing learning opportunities for students, public art and public performance have been cited in several studies as key factors in recruiting and retaining the professional workforce tied to the expansion of the knowledge-based economy.
He was speaking at a press conference Wednesday, during which it was announced that Jim and Joyce Faulkner of Little Rock had donated $6 million to convert the old field house at the Fayetteville campus into a state-of-the-art performing arts center.
As we have said many times, the University of Arkansas is committed to being a top 50 research university by 2021, if not earlier. We know a much greater commitment to the arts will be necessary to accomplish this.
Chancellor Gerhart said that the center will be yet another selling point to convince potential students to come to the U of A.
Performing in an arts center like the one we envision will be a dream come true for thousands of future students. And I want to particularly thank again the students for being here today, because this is being done for you.
When construction is complete, students performing in the center will join a long list of people who have performed in the building in the past, including Chuck Berry, Louis Armstrong, and even Ray Charles. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Timothy Dennis.